Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on Cyber Monday. For those of you watching live, listening live on naturalnewsradio.com, robertscottbell.com. Thank y'all for being here, and thanks especially for Ginger Taylor for being back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. She is tenacious. If you knew what she had to do to try and be on today. God bless you, Ginger. Love you.
Good to see you, friend.
It's great to see you, too. And the question I have for you, and you can add into the American Samoa thing, but they tie in the anti-vaxxer slur. I mean, listen, people are sending vitamin A to American Samoa, and they're like, well, the anti-vaxxers are sending vitamin A. It's like, really? You had to, what is going on, Ginger?
Well, they become so adjusted to what is the product, what is the product that we have to sell, that basic treatment options, they first of all, they don't know. They don't know vitamin A. The World Health Organization has said, hey, in vitamin A deficient populations, like, migrants and gypsies and all of, and they'll list the populations that have seen really devastating effects from measles outbreaks because they are vitamin A deficient and they are malnourished, and they promote it. So the idea, so my first question was when I heard about this, I'm like, well, are they getting them vitamin A, the sick kids? How are they being treated? And then when I heard people were sending it, I'm like, oh, well, they must not be doing it for them if people are sending it on their own. Mm-hmm. And of course they're going to write an attack and be like, that was their job to do. Mm-hmm. The fact that they're going to attack anti-vaxxers who just simply know how to treat sickness. It's CYA because they should have been doing it all along and they weren't, or none of these kids. So they wouldn't have had such a high death rate if these kids were being treated properly for the illness.
So Ginger, you have a new article out and it relates to the origin of the use of this word anti-vaxxer. And I want to show everybody visually real quick this cartoon out of Canada. Oh, those Canadian people, they're so nice. And mm-hmm. You can't see the title. It's called Anti-Vaxxer Fashion right up above the image. And then below it, you'll see an image of a tinfoil hat, a tinfoil blanket, a T-shirt that claims anybody that questions vaccination is part of the Flat Earth Society, and then a hat, a ball cap that says make polio great again, as if people who question vaccine safety for themselves or anything want children to be harmed, want children to die, want polio to return, all of that stuff. I mean, this is the kind of nonsense we're dealing with regarding the use of this term, but maybe we need to go back to the beginning of where this originated.
Well, I look at things like that, and what comes into my head the most quickly are the depictions of the Japanese during World War II. The depictions that the Nazis made of the Jews, where they were just these horrible caricatures of these monsters and mongers. And it's, this is the kind of propaganda that is, of the ages, right? You have to, if you want to persecute somebody, if you want to put a group of people down, if you want to be able to physically put them in jail, to restrict their movement in society, to do the worst possible things to them, the first thing you have to do is dehumanize them. Because humans don't want naturally to treat other humans this way, so you have to turn them into less than. You have to say, well, they're not like us, they're other, they are less than, they are not worthy, and we should have rights, but they shouldn't. And what they've done is basically turn this anti-vaxxer moniker into a one-size-fits-all dehumanization tool that is it's never used in a good sense. I mean, no. It's never, you know, I know that there's kind of, you know, out of, I'm part of the, you know, we're not one movement. We're kind of a confluence of like 10 different movements.
Mm-hmm.
You and I came from different places. You got sick when you were young. My son got sick, and we both found health in getting out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And you're somebody who could be tagged as an anti-vaxxer because you are completely opposed to them. But what that, you know, but you're also like have liberated yourself from the whole medical machine. So for you, it's kind of a limiting thing to say, to define you by this one thing.
Sure.
When you're really like, you know what, I'm not taking an Advil. That we don't do that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's just not something I'm involved in. And for other, on the other end, you've got mothers who are like, fully vaccinate my kids. My husband's a doctor, but we've decided not to do the HPV vaccine because we don't see the benefits, and I have boys. And they are tagged as anti-vaxxers who are an enemy to society. And there is every brand of person in between. And to herd people into this one label that is not accurate half the time.
Oh, intellectual laziness is an understatement, mm-hmm. and it is, to your point, used as a pejorative, as a dehumanizing construct. And mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, too, like, I will go, all right, go ahead and call me an anti-vaxxer, right? Many of us will say, go ahead, we'll wear it, no problem. But then we have to obviously explain it and go beyond it. But, you know, you talk about different pejorative words in your article, like the N-word. You don't spell it out, but, you know, that idea that eventually the community that has been labeled with an epithet begins to embrace it within their own community, right? They use it. But it's similar in that sense of, you know, we know what it was designed to do. And they're doing it with this term anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, and it's it's something that didn't really come from us, like the vaccine injury community. We were all really like working hard, like we've got to make this safer, we've got to screen for kids that are going to get hurt. It was very much not an anti-vaccine. It was like, I'm not going to do this anymore, but I don't want anybody else to get hurt. You know, so it wasn't really something that came from us. Then you've got kind of the Sherry Tenpenny group, and she loves Sherry. She's amazing, and she calls vaccination the 200-year mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That we never should have started this, and we see now the consequences of this program that has just changed the function of the human body. But we never kind of adopted that, and a few people did, but the media grabbed onto it and turned it into, from anti-vaccine into into anti-vaxxer, which is an epithet. It is, if you read the headlines in this article, but I just searched anti-vaxxer and grabbed the top headlines on the news thing. And all of them treat them like, you can be, these are people who are other. These are people who are stupid. These are people who need to be ostracized from society. It is okay to harass them. And we're the only group of people who can be labeled such. And to be, you know, publicly trashed and to call for public hangings. And it's a very dark thing that this is, we're the only people. My girlfriend called me once. She's like, you know what? I realized this about 3 years ago. She goes, we're like the only people that you're not allowed to be mean to anymore. That you're still allowed to be mean to are fat people and people who don't vaccinate. So you're screwed because you have both of those. Love her. She's very honest.
Oh my God.
But it's true. Like in society, you can just be nasty and cruel.
Hmm.
And it's the precursor that always has to happen before you really, really do harm to a population, before you remove their rights. And we've seen it over and over again in society. And the fact that they are doing it so blatantly, and there's no pushback on this. And it bothered me for a long time, and I realized I had never written anything about it. So I wrote this last night. And then when you called today and people started talking about this, I'm like, you know what? I really haven't gone far enough with this because anti-vaxxer isn't defined anywhere. And some people who are like, yes, I am an anti-vaxxer, to them it means I will not vaccinate anymore. But to the media, what it means is vaccines shouldn't exist. And you talked about this in your last segment. You know, there's a difference between, if you look at my blog, the top, you know, one on the right on the top is a link to why I don't vaccinate anymore. And it's a piece that I wrote that was published in the Johns Hopkins Journal, it was a bioethics journal on the program's corrupt. Here's my experience. Here's all the problems. Yeah, the top right on says under highlights. And it ends with saying, you know, I will not under any circumstances participate in the program that exists right now. It's a ridiculous program. Does that mean I'm anti-vaccine? I don't participate in gay marriage. Does that mean I'm opposed to gay marriage? I don't participate in using marijuana. Does that mean I'm opposed to the use of marijuana? No. So if this is the only topic that is, if you don't do it, you are anti.
Mm.
This doesn't apply to anything else. So, you know, when I say I'm not going to participate in this program, I'm not getting it. I'm not interacting with vaccines again. Does that mean I'm opposed to it? If I had, you know, if there's a polio outbreak in China, do I have the right to say, no, you can't have the polio vaccine? I don't, as a libertarian, I don't think I have that right.
No, and I think, Ginger, that's the higher ground I believe we take, is that even if we are opposed personally to the use of these things as they are constructed today, you know, given that there might be another opportunity or another way to go about it, maybe there's something, we remain open-minded perhaps. But I would argue that there is already a way, and it involves homeoprophylaxis. But that's a whole different discussion, because now we're not dealing with a molecular reductionist view of the world. So already we're now ostracizing not only, see, homeopaths have been the brunt of this before there was an anti-vaxxer slur. You're a homeopath, mm-hmm. right? So we know what this is like to dehumanize or basically denigrate a whole group of people. And there are physicians who simply question status quo, or happen to be have the unfortunate, let's say, reality that they have a conscience, like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who's a great scientist and a brilliant physician who observes something, reports on it, not only him, but a whole group of doctors, and publish it. And then he becomes the, you know, the persona non grata, but I mean, he becomes the target, and his last name becomes a verb that you don't want to be Wakefielded. Now, so, like you said, the pattern of behavior is something that is sort of universal. If you want to not argue on the merits of an issue, you will simply destroy whoever's delivering the message, so that the message is never discussed or debated. There is no taking into consideration circumstance, like you brought up, Ginger, with your child being harmed. That caused you to wake up. My wake up was different. And again, it'll manifest differently in terms of our beliefs about the world around us, or medicine in general, or specifically just vaccination. But all of the calls for censorship, all of the yelling and screaming against anybody that questions, as you said, the wide spectrum from those that would never go near a vaccine that argue it should be banned, to those that say, you know what, I'm all for vaccines, just not the HPV one. And yet they're all being lumped together in this, because why? The agenda is more important than any fact regarding its promotion.
Yeah, and I think poor Bob Sears is probably the best current version of kind of the Wakefield scenario. He's a pediatrician in Southern California. He wrote a book on amended vaccine schedules and vaccine injury. And he is touted, you know, anti-vaccine doctor, Bob Sears, this, that. You know, the LA Times has a specific vendetta against him. They write about him all the time. The LA Times, by the way, owned by a vaccine maker now, researcher now. And I sent him a text. I was like, hey, Bob, I'm writing a piece. How many, how often do you give vaccines in your practice? Because I know he does. He said, oh, every day. And I'm like, he vaccinates kids every day. And he's the current poster anti-vaccine doctor. I'm like, it's absurd. You know, they're taking people with the most mild, you know, that are barely on our side, who are just like, you know what, I'm not sure, meningitis vaccine, it's six of one, half dozen the other, I don't want to give it. And they are other, and they are to be discriminated against.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order, or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840, or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So the question is, you know, if you have to go that far, what's your plan? Like, if you really have to be that ridiculous, if you have to attack anti-vaxxers for taking the recommendations of the World Health Organization and instead of sending toys to the sick children, send them actual vitamins that make their body work properly. You know, what's the end game of this? Where does this go? When does it stop? It's not media anymore. It's just a sales machine.
Sure. Sure. So I ask you that end game. What is that end game? We could speculate on. We can use our critical thinking skills to start manifesting. All right, if this, then that. And we start playing it out and go, wow, this is a nefarious scheme. There's nothing about actual genuine health that's invested here other than the health of a pharmaceutical industry that needs to profit off of sickness. By inducing it, perhaps, under the claims and guise of, we're protecting you, we're protecting your children. How often do we know those that are steeped in, let's say, history, about the history of governments that are tyrannical, or that inevitably become that, even if they start off benign, when they're granted too much power? And at this point, our country, America, has been captured by an industry like most of the countries of the West, the nations of the West, have been captured by the pharmaceutical industry, and they promote it. Not as a scientific endeavor anymore, but as a de facto blind faith acceptance. And if you question one thing about it, to your point, Ginger, you could be all like Bob Sears. He's vaccinating kids in his practice every day. And yet you still have the labeled epithet of an anti-vaxxer. What does that say about those who are hurling the epithet?
And it prevents, you know, there's another thing I need to write about more is that the crazy thing is that we have ingrained in our American bones, that if you don't like Corporation X, you boycott Corporation X. You stop buying their product, and they're forced to either change their ways or go out of business or sell off to somebody who's going to be more responsible. And this is the left, the right, this is, you know, stop buying their products, don't do business with them. They've set up a scenario where you're not allowed to boycott vaccines. We will just come in and mandate by law and take your children and do it anyway. And how weak is a product when you can't allow a boycott? And for people who are, for lack of a better term, pro-vaccine and who really think that the vaccine program is important, they are guaranteeing that it becomes corrupt and dangerous because they're saying you cannot ever complain and you can't say no. So, of course, it'll get bad because that's what corporations do without accountability, without legal accountability, and without market accountability. So what is the market forces are starting to work here. Parents are starting to say no. Selective vaccination was becoming very into fashion, and even it hasn't really gone away. But they try to remove it. So they try to, you know, bully and put the laws in place so that you can't go to school and you are less than and you are anathema. So I don't know, you know, at this point, we're in a really weird place. You know, we've got, the corruption is so bad. I mean, I always, every time I come out here, I think, well, it's really bad. I'm like, it can't possibly get worse. But it really, you know, it makes you think this really isn't about, it's not about health. We've long abandoned the idea that this is about health. It's not even about common sense. The fact that they're like, hey, the World Health Organization recommends vitamin A, so New Zealand just were so excited when people started sending it in and they are getting it from Australia. And there was no like, hey, let's get a vitamin A to the kids. It's like, let's bash the people who are, there is no sense anymore. And I just, the more I think about it, I'm like, this is a long-term plan just for control of the human body. Like there's no other explanation other than, look, we're just going to control you. And it doesn't matter if you try to get out this way, if you try to get out that way, we're just going to block all the doors. So you have to do what we say. And I don't think until, you know, the American public, and a lot of them are doing this, but just are saying, no, we're just not doing this anymore. And in big enough numbers, regardless of what the laws are, regardless of, you know, people are just going to have to rebel. You know, I hope no guns and bloodshed, but if you just say no, we're not going to show up. A corporation can't keep going. A government can't keep going. So, you know, at what point and how to organize that, I don't know. But, you know, certainly you talking about this and us saying, you know what, we're going to actually put our money where our mouth is, and we're not going to let you, we're not going to buy your product. We're not going to allow our insurance money to go to your product.
But Ginger,
is going to promote that.
You're in Maine, and Maine was one of the places where they overturned your ability to, on a religious basis, to say, you know what, I don't believe in injecting aborted fetal cell lines into my child. I don't believe in taking animal RNA or DNA and injecting in my child. It's lying down with beasts. And they said, that's not a legitimate excuse anymore. You don't have the religious freedom to say no. So this was a big part of what I did here.
And that gets implemented in the fall of 2021. And there are a lot of people trying a lot of different things to prevent that from happening. But the interesting thing was, in striking that down, I sat through 13 hours of hearings, and one didn't move for 10 straight hours. And all of the, you know, more than almost 1,000 pieces of testimony, no one ever answered that specific question of, I have to, as a Christian, inject fetal DNA? And there was no answer. The only answer they said repeatedly was, it's for the greater good. It's for the greater good.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Korea said that it carried out a very important test this morning at its long-range rocket launch site that it reportedly rebuilt after having partially dismantled it at the start of denuclearization talks with the United States last year. The announcement comes amid dimming prospects for resumption of negotiations while the North is threatening to seek a new way to get major United States concessions by the end of the year. North Korea said its resumption of nuclear and long-range missile tests depends on the United States. The test at the Sohae satellite launching ground will have an important effect on the changing strategic position of North Korea in the near future. North Korea did not say what the test included. Kim Dong-yub, an analyst at Seoul's Institute for Far Eastern Studies, said North Korea tested for the first time a solid fuel engine for intercontinental ballistic missiles. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we ask them, okay, so what's the math here? Greater good is a math equation, right? You have more people doing good for more people than there's doing bad for bad, you know, bad outcomes. So we ask, what are the numbers or percentage of Mainers who have an adverse outcome to a vaccine, as opposed to the number or percentage of Mainers who have an adverse long-term consequences from a vaccine-targeted illness? So we can see which, you know, so there's risk
on
both ends.
This is the greater good, right?
Right. So the state of Maine says, well, we don't know those numbers. So they recognize zero vaccine injuries in Maine. So if you are compensated by the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the state of Maine doesn't even consider that a vaccine injury. So they just don't do any math and call it the greater good. So it's like the harder they push, the dumber the things that they say, and the more they prove how weak the program is.
They're precipitating in the demise of the vaccine program. The more they push, the more they denigrate, the more they call names and shout out and use emotional, crass emotionalism, or violate fundamental religious freedoms, the more rapidly the end to their permanent program of pharmaceutical enslavement of the human body. So bring it on. You keep trying. Now, you have developed or in development of a website that you told me about today called nodeception.org. I have it shown up on the screen right now, and it goes into some of the religious aspects. And I've got a question of the day coming up next hour that I'm going to address related to this. Vaccines in the church. And apparently the people, and this has been a big criticism of mine, not of religion as a whole, but as individual people that lead parishes, you know, all of these people that are arguing the greatest people in their church are the doctors, causing the third leading cause of death. I'm like, what about those that are preserving life, saving lives? And they're missing something in the history of the church. And maybe are you bringing this back out? What's going on with this website?
Yes, starting several years ago, myself and a group of believers who, and for people who know me, I'm a Christian in the Presbyterian, Orthodox Presbyterian Church in the Reformed tradition, and went to a Christian college, sent my son to a Christian college. And God was really like, you know what, you have really done a lot to tell people. Have you bothered to tell your brothers and sisters in Christ? And I was like, no, I really haven't. And a lot of, I've kind of in my heart been like, where's the church? You know, these aborted fetal cells we're talking about. And God put it back on me. He's like, well, did you tell the church, James? And I'm like, no, I didn't. So a number of us have started going back and saying, look, do you understand that this is going on? And what we're finding is they don't. You know, they're kind of in their own bubble. They listen to their doctors. And so we kind of started doing it in a more and more organized fashion. And as more kind of Christians would come forward and said, you know, we have a huge pro-life movement in this country that has no idea what they're doing. And we started talking to some people and some bigger organizations that were pro-life organizations that had been around for decades that were crushed to find out, you know, one woman we had a conversation with and called her back a week later. And she's like, we're paralyzed. She goes, we have spent decades trying to save these babies and get them adopted and support these moms and save these lives. And we had no idea we were injecting these into our own children, and we don't even know what to do. And they started writing, you know, it took them about a month to really wrap their brains around it. And they started writing and putting things out, and we're finding more and more believers who are kind of, and I wasn't ready to face it. Right? I spent 5 years going, oh, I'm sure that's not true. And I would just keep scrolling through stuff until like somebody I respected, talked, you know, did a lecture on it. And I was like, well, if she did a lecture on it, it must be true. I've got to go look into it. And I was like, you know, I was angry that I had this put in me and I put it in my children. And so what we've done is a group of us have come together, put up a site called nodeception.org that is for the Christian community to both educate Christians and churches, but to allow to give materials to Christians to be able to talk to their own churches, to be able to say, look, here's the facts. The literature on this in the church and in Christian magazines has been pretty lazy. It's written by doctors who don't know any better, who just have been told what a corrupt profession has told them, and they believe it. So there hasn't been any, you know, thoughtful, deep investigation into this. So we've got material there for Christians who want to write to their pastors and elders and say, look, you know, this is what's actually happening, and I'm going to talk about this in the church now. So here's the framework, and here's where we can start. And because Christians are afraid to talk about it in the church, and, you know, something for them to send people in their Bible study to say, okay, I'm going to talk, I have a vaccine injured child and I'm too afraid to say it. I'm going to talk about it now. And also a letter that's kind of a deep discussion on whether or not the church, for Christian schools especially, because the scenario now in Maine and New York and California and Mississippi and West Virginia is that unless you inject aborted fetal cells into your child, they cannot go to Christian schools. And the fact that this exists is a complete, you know, it's an anathema to Christianity, and pro-life Christians don't even realize that this is happening. So so we have a deep thought piece on there on having the discussion in the church. do you know that this is the case? And is the church's responsibility to say no to the government at some point if it says the church has to enforce doing business with the abortion industry? You know, the church itself has to throw children out. But in Maine, it will be because the law in Maine covers seminaries and trade schools. In order to become a pastor in Maine, you have to do business with the abortion industry. So we have a lot of articles that are kind of, I've taken some of the old articles that we've been using in our community and just written them for a Christian community to put scripture in them to say, look, this is what God called us to. Mm-hmm. And this is how far we have strayed. And I'm the first one to say that I didn't pay close enough attention and didn't pour until 5 years ago. So I'm hoping something, it'll be a service to people.
Good Lord, Ginger, love you even more, if that's possible. What you're doing now is amazing because, you know, I've argued for many years, if the church has got this, it would be over tomorrow.
It
would be over. It would be done. That's why, again, the government control over churches has become, a very vicious part of this cycle because they're enforcing the utilization of things that are abhorrent to, you know, doctrine. If you will. Now, for my Jewish brethren out there, same thing. And I know this is a big struggle. Del Bigtree was just in Israel talking. There are fragments and factions in Judaism that are struggling with this. They're waking up the same way those that are Christian are waking up. Of course, we've talked with those from the Nation of Islam that are part of that, like Brother Tony Muhammad talks about that. So there's recognition there. You know, and those are the three basics in terms of what people talk about all the time. Now, there are many offshoots, religious beliefs and Christianity, different things that, and I think they would all, given recognition of their doctrine, the origination of the dogma, the belief system, I don't know that there is a part of those faiths that believe in terminating babies, right? Much less laying down with beasts in the field or injecting them into you. So I think there's a strong argument for those or against those who say, well, there's nothing about vaccination in Christian dogma. It's like, really? I don't think there was vaccination when they were writing the stuff. You know, at the time of Jesus, were they injecting animals? I mean, this is the kind of stuff you got to go, hello?
Well, it does. I mean, if you read the book of Leviticus, you weren't allowed to touch a dead body. Period. You weren't allowed to, there are certain beasts you couldn't even interact with, and they're in vaccines. So there is kind of hard, like, for Jews who are Torah observant or Christians who are Torah observant, there is a hard do not do this for any porcine-based vaccine, for just dealing with the dead. For the Christian pro-life evangelical church in America, who are passionately pro-life and are adopting children from mothers to prevent deaths, to be tricked into being a part of this. And there are certain Christian outlets who are pro-life have said, yeah, but it's not really that bad. But they died a long time ago, which is absolutely horrifying for me as a Christian to hear that in a place where they have everything else right, to hear it justified there, it's weird for them to suddenly, like, their brains turn off and go, oh, yeah, but that doesn't count. I don't know what it is with the vaccine issue, but craziness. Well, you'll have these conversations with people, you know, of any religion or none, and they are really logical, and they go along, and you get to vaccines, and all of a sudden, reason is gone.
Well,
so we have to deal with that.
Yeah, the irony, as I say, they are abandoning the church of their youth to embrace the church of pharmaceutical mysticism.
Yeah.
The vaccine denomination, which calls on you to sacrifice your child on the altar of this church, that includes, you know, blood products from animals, from babies, things like that. Now, nodeception.org. I'm so excited to bring this to everybody. Now, Ginger, you're not the only one working on it, as you say. Are there others that may want to contribute? And I'm not saying you're the first to try to speak on this and write on this, so I'm glad that it's building and growing. But this is where you have the anathema toward religious people or toward religion in general from secular governments. And I'm not saying I want like the official religion of the United States. I've said it's technically the vaccine church, but I'm not saying we want a theological government, but to have people who are religious in there to put a check on the aberrant behavior and abhorrent behavior of those that would abandon principle. I mean, that, you know, again, there's a distinction to be made there. Are there people now contributing more to this website? Can more people that learn about it today go, hey, Ginger, I want to help. I want to write some stuff, too. I mean, what's going to happen with this site? What's next?
Well, there's, you know, there are a number of people doing that, and only two of us are public. And we have one other person who's using their name because they are dealing with trying to have to come out in their churches and keep their jobs.
Mm.
But one of the principal people who's working on site with me is a pastor from Virginia named Jason Garwood. And he delivered his first sermon in his church on vaccines. And he's part of a group of Reformed churches. It's a small group of kind of house churches and churches that are just coming together that are kind of questioning a lot of the financial structure of what the church in
America. I think we're losing the signal from Ginger right at the top of the hour here. So unless we get her signal back real quick, we'll take a break. But Super Don, dude, Ginger's bringing it. So impressed, so excited that we could talk about this with her and, you know, bring out this nodeception.org beyond the anti-vaxxer label and what that's all about.
Yeah, Ginger's amazing. I mean, she's on the front lines of what's been going on and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, great article, great information. Mm-hmm. And I just sit back and wait to see what's going to happen next in this. You know?
Yeah, quick comment from Officer Hayes. She says churches are too afraid to lose their 501c3 status to speak out. And that's the point that I've made for many years, that churches that ask for permission of government to be churches have got it backwards and all wrong. I get why they do it, because of the tax code and the Federal Reserve System, but that's not an excuse. That's like saying, well, they killed the babies generations ago, so it doesn't matter that they were aborted and now their derivatives are being injected in these vaccines. And I think that's another wake-up call for all 501c3 churches, synagogues, mosques, etc. Stop asking for permission where none is required. Thank you to Ginger Taylor and robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Many outlets, including UK Health Radio, carry us later. We're appreciative of you for being here. Please support us on Patreon. We'll be back in just a moment.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
It's comment of the day time on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we're going to go back to the website here in a moment. There it is. And what do we find? This is a long one, but it's coming from Carrie. Sends a nice message, and this is like, makes my heart happy. Thank you for all the years you have been bringing to us the truth and enlightening many to the reality of the dangers we are facing here in America. Not just the health issues, but the dangerous threats we Americans are going to be forced to adapt to or reissue our Declaration of Independence from the tyrannies of our own federal enslavers. This is a very eloquent message, Frank Carey. I have been listening to you since 2007, and I still have your newsletters since July of 2008 in my email history. One thing you have always been is consistent and truthful in your passion to bring more truth and knowledge to the American people and others. Super Don, you've been with me as long as, almost as long as that, I think, right? When did we connect together? What year was it?
2005.
Okay, so you're longer than even Carrie.
Yep.
And I think to her point, it's consistency, isn't it? I mean, that was one of the questions to the answers of, you know, how do you live when you follow somebody? When I like a Dr. Alan Keyes, why do we like him so much? He's consistent. He's passionate. He's well read. He lives what he believes. You know, those are the people, whether I agree with everything someone says, it's like, I respect that. You know, kind of know where somebody is, where they stand in that regard. So, I appreciate Carrie's acknowledgement of that. That's, you know, I try to live a life consistently. And Super D, if I learn something new, I'm going to go, I learned something new. That's okay.
Keeping it real, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, can you read the next paragraph? Do you have in front of you, or is your computer crashed?
No, I got it here. So she says, you are right about how dangerous the Real ID Act, by next year will be to cause a lot of tombstone markers to be set on us all, as will the internet tax proposal several states want to enact on everything purchased online. Funny how Section 9, Number 5 of the Bill of Rights states, no tax or duty shall be laid on articles exported from any state. I can see a tax levied on goods coming from other countries, but not from other states.
You know, it's cool, Super Don, because, you know, part of this show, we do talk about the Constitution. And it came up in my discussion with Alan Keyes in the interview he did with me. And I talk about the Constitution of the body as well. And, you know, this is where I don't see a distinction between the body politic and our body. We need to apply the same kind of principles consistently in all of life. And then, it doesn't require you to memorize every word in the Constitution because you it's in you, right? The Constitution, is it in you? That's like the next tagline. The Real ID Act will be treating us all as taxable goods, but they already do that if you have a Social Security number. You are basically collateral for the debt that can never be repaid that you are not allowed to question, apparently. But in a way, we cannot do anything about it or anything without conforming to this bogus restraint. Are we not supposed to be able to move freely within our own state as well as any other state? I thought slavery and segregation were abolished. You're right, and Kerry is bright as can be. By the way, do we know if Kerry is a man or a woman?
It's K-E-R-R-Y, so that is up for grabs. I don't know.
Isn't that funny, of all the things? He or she has been listening to us since 2007 and doesn't know to say, hey, Kerry, I'm a guy, or Kerry, I'm a gal.
Forgot that. Really that important.
No, of course, but one of those genders should work. It seems that instead of America being the last beacon of hope for the world, the left wants to steamroll us and make the world flat again. Again, this is where we play a little Hegelian dialectic reindeer games. I get it. There's evidence, too, that the right has done things that are patently unconstitutional, so we acknowledge that. Let's see. Kerry says, I am looking forward to today's show, and thank you again for keeping the spark of liberty burning bright. Well, Kerry, thank you. You sparked my light. You turned on my heart light even more.
Turn on your heart light.
Come on. You do Barry Manilow. I'll do Neil Diamond. Let's go. Kerry, again, thank you. Everybody that questioned, comment today, loved it. And, of course, Ginger Taylor, amazing, with her website that we got to highlight today for the first time. Where is it called? NoDeception.org, for those Christians that are wanting to communicate about the dangers of vaccine from a biblical or scripture perspective. Love that we could do that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to take a break on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.